Welcome to the patio.
Chilling on the patio, life ain't slow. Big tea popping bottles, let that bourbon flow. Father Fortin Bears grilling food on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW Tim's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Bourbon herb, mixing drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painting skies in a fiery hue. Patio vibes, bringing all the new crew. We got the patio lights, good times feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Hey guys, welcome to the Patio's Tea. It is hump day.
Hump day.
It is National Root Beer Float Day. If that's not a fat man's favorite day, I don't know what
Love
is.
Root beer float.
Chat GPT awesome. And Grok are talking. Guys, y'all got to check this out. It's kind of crazy, but it's true. And have you heard of Little Tay? You know who Little Tay is?
Little Tay Tay?
No, I don't know. Little Tay's making all kind of news right now, and we'll find out why, but... He threw his hat on.
That's where I went to.
All right. Okay. Father Fortinberry, how are you this fine hump day?
I'm doing great. Here it is. It is Maddie Grace's birthday.
She's 23.
17. My eldest child has one more day closer to adulthood. So, happy birthday.
That's a year from adulthood.
A year.
She'll start college before she turns 18.
Man. D-Dub, what's happening, homie?
Man, it's so crazy how fast they grew up. Well, yeah, I got one start, and she'll start college before 18, too. But what's up, man? Happy not cookie day. That was yesterday.
2 days ago.
2 days ago.
This is National Root Beer Float Day.
Dude, I love a root beer float.
I'm kind of fond of it, too. I bet I know somebody that loves root beer floats. I bet it's that guy.
I love floats.
Like at parades?
Like parades? In the pool?
In the river?
In the river.
Hope.
I like to float when I'm tired of swimming. All these things. Floats. I mean,
whatever
floats your boat, baby.
He has the wide-eyed enjoyment of a young child.
I do.
Doesn't he?
So.
We should all look at life through the eyes of Gary Poppins.
I get excited when I talk about floats.
But talking about floats, this guy over here, he done floated 2 months.
Welcome, everybody. I had to put my glasses on when Jamie said Matty Grace was going to be 17.
He been floating.
I got teared up a little bit. We'll be all
right.
Let's roll.
Dude, Charlie posted a picture of yesterday. Like,
he got pink
eye. A little bath time. She had like a mohawk and stuff. And like
at 17? Dude, you probably get in trouble for that, Jamie.
No, she's probably 7 months.
Here, just put Man. Your... Hey, she's like, let's recreate this, Maddie.
No, we ain't doing the recreation.
That's she terrible.
900 months.
Yeah, not 900 months.
All right, I'm going to play a video here. It's called Am I AR? Am I Real? It's like... Mm. Taking the internet by storm.
All right.
So here we go. AR real. Can you see it? Kind of, sort of.
Oh,
is that AI? That's real.
AI.
I believe that's real.
AI. Told you.
Oh, that's real. Come on.
That looks AI.
It's all AI.
That was all AI.
Real.
That thing's AI.
That's AI.
Real.
It don't look real. Oh, yeah.
What?
Why would someone paint a wagon like that?
Those are AI chickens.
That's AI. They paused.
Oh, y'all ain't saying that because everything else was.
Yeah,
she ain't AI.
She's AI too.
Even the chicken house is AI.
Them boots ain't real.
Them what?
That's real. Got to be red real.
That is AI.
That's real.
AI.
Shadows.
That was.
That was.
That's real.
That's real.
Shadows are too good for AI.
The dog's fake. No, that's AI.
The
I told
off.
You the yeah, dog.
The shadows are.
No, that's fake.
Damn it.
That looks fake. Looks fake. It's real, but it looks fake.
It looks oblong.
No, isn't that the same thing?
The river ain't flowing. It's fake.
It ain't flowing. That's what I was saying.
It's fake. Told you. Mm. A river don't run through it.
Well, then that was bad AI because any AI can make that. But look, this is the thing you're into. Have you seen the pig and chicken jumping on the trampoline at night?
I haven't.
Yeah,
right. There's a pig and
so
it's hard to know what.
I can't imagine being 70 and watching YouTube or TikTok or
watching us on YouTube.
Watching us. I mean, like, it's hard enough for us to distinguish what's fake.
It's
here. Well, let's watch this one.
Yeah.
All right. Now, that looks real, but it's also grainy camera. There's a pig. Green? Look, the pig and the chicken.
That's
looks
real,
like,
man. They're enjoying life.
Like, that looks like me and Maddie Grace on the trampoline. She's 17. We didn't say that.
This looks like Charlotte's Web or something.
Wake up, mom.
Hey, that looked like Jamie on New Orleans laying on the street.
So that's AI.
That's AI.
I want that to be real so bad.
It's going to get to the point where, like, video evidence isn't going to be, like, admissible
in the court. Right now, there's at least fingerprints all over AI-generated videos. But it's how long will it be till it's not? Like, Grok now, I think, their new video generator is now out and lets you use it.
Yeah, part of it now, though, is if you're in politics, you don't necessarily have to put out a video. It don't matter if they know it's fake or not.
That's true. Does it matter? Let's have that to conversate for a minute. Does it matter if it's fake?
No.
It's all perception.
Because if it gets out there enough, the perception is real.
Yeah, perception
is
reality.
I mean, as long as it's like likeness, right? NIL is all about likeness. So does it matter if it's real or not? If it's really Donald Trump saying something or if they used AI to generate it, as long as it's not slanderous.
Let's look at Big Mike. Talk about Michelle Obama. Mike.
Is it real?
So,
Macron.
It has been that joke and narrative has been pushed so much that people really say, "Well, is Michelle Obama a man?"
Maybe not, right?
Yeah, the fact that we're like, I don't know.
We're not gonna be able to know anything. But
her dancing and bouncing. It,
I agree,
but it was AI? That AI generated.
No, that wasn't AI. Just
back
before
then, I don't think it was. Back
I don't know.
Then.
That
I think that was her penis.
Could have been something else. You never know. Could have been.
But the point is, AI is great. You can fake stuff, but it doesn't really matter if you're if the perception is, regardless what the truth is, the perception is all that matters.
Yeah,
that's right.
But the AI is already writing books, like full grown books. You just give it a couple things, write some books, write songs.
You can write all kinds of code.
Is it going to take away movie writing?
I think it will. I think it's going to take away
creativity.
Oh, I think it's going to take away like videos on like OF and stuff like that.
Well, it'll just.
Oh, no. It's already
generating.
It's already taking over the porn industry.
Yeah, it's taking
already.
Over, and it's going to take over YouTube. My algorithm's on now.
But like, everything. I told you, I keep seeing advertisements for. You're AI girl. Something like that.
Jamie got people with six arms.
He does.
And doing all kinds of wicked stuff.
Cooking dinner.
Video games, too. So they're trying to move forward to where AI writes the video games now, and it eliminates people.
It's eliminating jobs.
To some extent.
Check this out.
To some extent.
According to a recent report from Digital Digging, the publication discovered over 100,000 ChatGPT and Grok conversations that have been preserved via archive.org's Wayback Machine. This means if you know what you're looking for, it's possible to find it. So people have had, they will talk to ChatGPT and they link it to Grok and they have conversations between two.
Mm.
So there was talk about being able to move all your ChatGPT data or history into Grok. I don't know if that ever happened, but you can take all that history because that's what's important and how it builds.
I don't want to take my history moved anywhere.
OpenAI has closed that. They no longer allow Grok. They no longer allow Grok.
I don't want Grok seeing my history.
Grok's like, oh my. Grok's going to blush.
Grok's got authorities.
You might shut him down.
Yeah.
This guy does not need the internet no more.
I must destroy this. I must destroy my mind.
This will make people safer. Jeez. Poor Jamie.
All right, y'all doing another little survey deal?
Yeah, let's service it up.
All right. It's food because we can't help but talk about food because we're fat people. All right. Tacos or burritos?
Tacos.
Taco.
Oh, hold tacos.
56% of people said tacos. Would you rather, if you had to do one of these chores, wash dishes or vacuum?
Vacuum.
Vacuum.
That's easy. Like you just sit there. Seconds.
Yeah. Man, I don't know. I'm torn.
61% said vacuum. Oh, here's a good one. Roller coaster or Ferris wheel?
Roller coaster. Ferris wheel. Neither. I'm scared of roller coasters. I
love roller coasters. Watermelon or strawberry?
Watermelon.
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 If that was watermelon or honeydew, I'd want honeydew.
I think this is
watermelon.
Night or morning? I know what Daniel said.
I'm a nighttime
guy. I'm a morning guy.
I'm a morning guy.
Screw the morning. I'm a nighttime guy.
Me and Donnie hang out at night. We're like owls.
All right. Here's a great one. Ariana Grande or Taylor Swift?
Ariana Grande.
Taylor I'm with
Swift
you.
Right now.
Like to hang out with, or
I'm
just
gonna say Taylor Swift.
Whatever you want to do with.
My Jamie decide.
I'm gonna go with Grande.
I'm gonna make her sing about some more tears on that guitar.
I know Taylor Swift songs. I don't know any Ariana Grande songs.
Ariana. You gonna listen to her sing?
I just said Ariana.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
No.
You can be anything.
We're just hanging out.
Just hanging out. Now, for like the Barney stuff, actually,
you know what? Actually, hanging out with Taylor Swift is probably cooler than hanging out with Grande. I think
she's a billionaire.
But I'm flipping. Grande's way hotter than Taylor
Swift. She's not anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Is she not? What happened?
Oh, God, she looks horrible.
She,
looks
like she lost so much weight. Yeah, she's real skinny.
Pull a picture of her up.
We got off like track that quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she is gross. No,
Taylor Swift, like, absolutely is better right now.
Now, I guarantee you she's rich.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, what happened to her?
2 years ago? Yeah.
Lord, help us. Why does she got to be that skinny?
No, what's that video on the very far right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Taylor sniffed.
Yeah,
Taylor Smith.
Hey, this is a good lead in.
I think Obie Taylor over there.
Do y'all know who Lil Tay is?
No.
Who's Lil Tay?
Dang, I done disappeared.
My hat's off, jacked up. There we go.
Lil Tay. So she's an online influencer. At 10 years old, she became famous for her riding around in fancy cars, living a luxurious lifestyle.
I don't know who that is.
I thought you were talking about the girl that did.
But she just turned, on August 3rd, she turned 18 and went on OnlyFans to expose herself and made $1 million in 3 hours.
That's crazy and sad.
She earned $486,000 from messages and $511,000 from subscriptions and $26,000 from tips. She went to expose herself. And she made a lot of money for it.
That's insane. That's a lot of money.
You know who Lil Tay is?
No.
I have no idea.
So this is Lil Tay.
Who is she?
Lil Tay.
Well, what ain't Liz on my brows?
What made her famous? She was just on.
She just decided to be a brat, to be honest with you. And then she became. Whoa, what's
that ain't her.
What are we coming to, mom, though, that we'll pay for that? Or that as a society, we'll pay for that and tip that much money? Like, are you that?
That's
not.
That's Sophie Rain. That's another girl.
But because all these simps out there running around, they'll.
I mean, are you that hard pressed?
Yeah, they are.
To see people don't want to work naked.
Nobody wants.
Well,
to
but
anymore.
The Me Too movement has pushed all these people. They're afraid to go out and prowl, I guess you'd will, and so they look to OnlyFans. They'd rather spend their $30 on OnlyFans than go out and try to pick up.
Yeah, I was listening to radio the other day.
Where the pimps at, man?
Men are less likely to try to pick up a girl at a bar now because they're concerned that they're going to, like, be smeared and get attacked.
Whether they consent or not, all they got to do is say they didn't. Yeah. They can ruin your life.
Yeah, the old skit was Dave Chappelle, the consent.
Yeah.
I mean.
Look, I read a story the other day or heard a story talking about where Derek Jeter was known. He had a lawyer. Who had the, before anybody he would take back to his room, they had to sign
a
smart man
consent form. And he didn't get sued. He didn't know me.
He couldn't. He make sure that they're, you got to be safe out there.
Bill Cosby to pick their hand up and sign it.
He wasn't smart enough, Jim. It'd be in fudge pop. It'd be in jello fudge pop.
He wrote the contract on the bill.
Yeah, what the hand just.
Yeah. Oh, Bill.
Oh, my God.
Put him pops.
Bill the Thrill.
He's terrible. Hey, he's still alive, though.
He's still alive.
He is. You can't kill him.
You can't. Yeah, I mean,
he's going to get out of prison and have OnlyFans.
All right, he moved off.
He's at Cosby Island now.
That where Theo was. Oh, that's terrible.
Oh,
don't do that.
All right, let's continue with our survey. Bagels or croissants?
Croissants.
I like a good bagel, man.
I love a good bagel.
Bagel's just too dense.
Bagel.
What are we doing with just the product?
Yes.
No, we're rubbing on ourselves.
We can't put nothing on it.
No. Well, you put some cream.
No, is it just the product?
Just the product.
Croissant.
You gotta rub stuff on bagels.
Halloween or Christmas? Oh, Christmas.
Christmas.
The only weird people are calling them. Let's see. This is Belle or Rapunzel.
Oh.
I don't even know
Belle
what
from
which one's Belle?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Belle.
Or Rapunzel.
Belle.
I don't care.
I go Belle.
We ain't trying to deal with all that hair.
Belle.
All right.
Belle. You're getting drains and shit.
Let's see what else we got here. Rain or snow?
Snow.
Barely
for a minute, anyway.
Yeah, for like the first day.
For like a day.
And here we go.
A week.
Mint chocolate chip or cookie dough ice cream?
Cookie dough,
homie. Boy, that's the bomb.
I don't like anything mint.
Movie night or game night? I love game, some game night.
I like game night.
I like game night. Game you get to learn a lot about people.
Let me play some.
It's been
spells.
A while.
Game night's better.
Let's see what we got here. Chandler or Joey from Friends?
Joey.
Joey.
I thought you said Joy. I was Joey. Like, who's Joy?
Vanilla milkshake or Oreo milkshake? That's easy.
Vanilla milkshake.
Vanilla.
Oreo.
Vanilla.
Classic vanilla.
Now, what? Chocolate's better than
Oreo. Oh, yeah, we won that one.
Vanilla.
I didn't know it was us versus y'all.
Apparently it is.
Apparently so. That was into them. Okay. Let's see what other story I got here today. Oh, National Root Beer Float Day.
Float, float.
What's your favorite creamy float? Is it root beer float? Would you rather have a
look,
root beer
a
float?
Good,
or
fresh. If you go to the A&W store and get the float from there where they come. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a game changer.
Y'all never had that? At A&W?
No.
Let's do a little the stats
only
here.
A&W store I ever been to was the one in Searcy, and it ain't there no more.
There's one in Jonesboro in there. There used to be.
They're all tied to Long John Silver's, which is another. There's
a whole conspiracy on Long John Silver's.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah, because no one eats there, and somehow they keep.
People hate all Long John
Silver's. I like Long John Silver's, Captain D's.
When's the last time you had Long John Silver's?
I'll tear some Captain D's car.
Exactly.
They're high.
Exactly.
Look, Terry White used to bring Captain D's in once a week.
I like Captain D's.
Y'all know what? Captain D's has the best fish and coleslaw. Like that little nasty coleslaw.
Hey, they so have good. This. They used to in these little so plastic containers with sweet and sour sauce.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Do you ever have that?
Yeah.
You remember that? I don't have it anymore.
But their breading the was like sour sauce what you ever. Get on a sweet sour chicken.
I eat
for some
little,
reason.
Yeah. Little crunchies.
That's the tempura. Tempura, there it is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you get a whole bed of them crunchies. And you
don't even come at me with Captain D's sucks. I love Captain D's.
No, I said Long John Silver's.
I don't care how dirty it is.
1876 was the year root beer was invented. Mm. 16 is the number of fruits and herbs that root beer is made of. 3% of root beer makes up in America's soft drink market. Wow, that's low. 1960, the year when a key ingredient of root beer, the sassafras root, was banned by the FDA. And A&W is the number one ranking root beer in all the land.
Get that root juice.
You know, old boy down in the donut, his mom used to make root beer.
Out of sassafras?
Yep.
Oh, that's why it's banned.
So we was discussing the donut today.
Oh.
Who is we?
Me and Slayer and AT.
The Slayer.
So something was said about being invited to the cookout. And I said, oh, we said donut. We got invited all the time. And he's like, what are you talking about?
Donut, baby.
I said, oh, yeah, we was legit.
So for those of y'all that don't know, back in the town we grew up in, the donut was a trailer park.
Yes. Yes, it was in the, not the hood, but
it was
hood,
a trailer
hood,
park.
Hood adjacent.
A trailer park.
So, it was many a good time. We was 18 years old, running wild. My birthday running Mike.
And so, you're front and center. You got the whole show to yourself.
Yeah, you got the whole
and
show.
And you just sitting there acting like you out on the circle, wandering
out
around.
The circle.
You know what's look, amazing? He didn't go to sleep anywhere on the circle.
We had the local bootlegger.
It'd been easy to find.
He did have the local bootlegger.
Yeah, dollar
hey,
beer.
Did I tell you about 6 months ago I drove by that place?
There ain't no drive-by. Man, it's grass and trees.
Well, me
and
you drove through there, didn't we?
Yeah. No, it was still there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it was just like there were no windows, and it was like a.
What, you know what?
Was ours place still there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Can we go? Can we go live from the donut? Live from the donut.
I don't know if we'd last long.
You better go in the daytime.
Oh man, it's tough.
Yeah, we had street cred.
We can go live from your old apartment.
I don't know about street cred, but y'all had something.
There's still stuff running around.
You probably still have
apartment.
It.
Let's get to a sad story. People who might have had, all right, this, they look like a perp. Nah, I'm not going there. I'm making it too sad. here we go. Tourist life changing injuries after swimming in a filthy hotel pool and contracted a horrific infection. This might be what happened to Wes. Wes, did you get in some pool that was full of spiders? A woman endured a horrific infection and agonizing injuries after she swam in the hotel's indoor pool that her lawyers say was treated with chlorine. What's that matter, I guess?
Okay. I mean, it's supposed to be true.
All right. She was staying at a residence inn in downtown Ann Arbor, Michigan, in June while visiting her grandmother, who was having a procedure at a nearby medical center. She decided to take a swim in that beautiful pool with her cousins.
So Granny's getting cut on. She's out there swimming around in some old janky pool.
Yeah. They all became violently ill and started vomiting. Woo, that's bad. She scraped her knee while she was swimming and contracted a rare infection, MRSA, Whoa. Ooh,
that's big.
What's MRSA?
Staph.
MRSA.
That's the bad staph.
Yeah.
It's caused by staph and is resistant to most antibiotics. Wow. Within hours of swimming, Williams was overcome with severe pain and couldn't even walk.
Dang.
Wow.
That's terrible.
So we mentioned something, I think, off to the side that we need to discuss with the people. Brother Fortenberry was attacked by a herd of spiders.
That spider had MRSA.
Yeah. So he's supposed to play golf with us this past week. Are we in for, no,
I'll tell you this, it's not going to keep him away from Lynchburg this coming week.
No, it ain't. But look, all I know is, though, he has no superpowers now, but
it made him slower.
It made him slower.
If there was a sloth that got bit by a spider and made him slower, so that's a superpower.
I think there's a spider running around that started gaining Brother Fortenberry abilities.
What is his abilities, Jamie?
He's getting shorter legs.
They can find bourbon real quick.
There's a spider.
He can hold eight bottles of bourbon.
He can hold eight bottles of bourbon now.
So is there a spider out there that's man spider now?
Yeah, there's West Spider. West Spider.
Spider West. Got a long
spider
beard, West. Eight bottles.
He got two eyes.
Got more bottles. No, it's
a West Spider.
Father Fortenberry.
It's a West Spider instead of Spider Man. So
West Spider.
Yeah. They got a beard.
Yeah, beard.
Spider
West. So, you know, hey, he's healing up, but it still looks awful.
Does whatever. Spider West does whatever a Wesley can. Look out.
That spider's got to wake up and go to work now. Yeah.
Spins a web, drinks some bourbon. Buys a barrel, buys a bottle.
Why do I feel like there's a cartoon we can do out of this?
We just talked about AI extensively.
AI, do it.
We
right
can
now
do an AI West.
Look, it'll be spider legs, but West from the waist up.
You know, Jamie, you and I have been
little bitty short legs.
We've been in charge of his like social media, well, of his
love life,
which is not going very far.
Y'all been sucking at that?
So, look, this cartoon could put him over top.
It could.
Good. It could. We can let them.
But
know
what we
do,
we give the spider nine legs. One of them dragging in the middle.
I'm thinking 11. He's got to have two legs, eight bottles of bourbon, and one dragging in the middle.
That's not a spider then anymore. It's
that's an octopus or something.
Octopus and rat. That's the same number of legs, Donnie.
That's a land octopus.
They have the same number of legs, Donnie. Hold up. The octopus and spider have eight legs.
That's a decapus.
A dodecapus.
I'm not sure what 11 is.
Diddler puss.
Never mind. I can't even say it.
You don't even say it. You shouldn't say it.
Oh, diddler puss.
Here, you know what's bad? He's off camera and off mic, and we're just sitting here talking about it.
Double dickle puss.
He can't defend himself.
Double dodecal.
That'd be 12.
A dodecapus.
That's 12. Dodeca.
Dodeca.
Yeah. Dodeca puss.
Dodeca puss.
I still like a dodickle puss.
What would you call a spider with 12 arms?
Well, they have arms and legs.
A dozen puss.
Oh, or legs. See, I consider arms.
Why?
Maybe he's got eight arms and eight legs like a centipede. But
this is a good question. So when my wife cuts our dogs or cats,
legs,
like claws or whatever you want to call them, toenails,
yeah,
are the front ones arms?
Yeah.
She calls them arms.
Yeah. They're arms.
Yeah.
No, they're not arms.
They're all legs.
They're all legs.
If there's not a hand on it, it's not an arm.
Is that what defines an arm?
Y'all are wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
back legs and front legs, I guess. I don't know.
I don't believe it.
Does a horse have arms? He's
what? No.
Yeah,
a horse has legs.
All right.
But a dog has arms. I think I agree now.
All right.
No, I don't.
So does a clock have arms?
No, we're not talking about animals.
Does a cock have arms? Or does it have hands?
So it's all hands. Does a monkey have front legs or arms?
He got arms.
A monkey has arms.
So opposable thumbs maybe is what makes arms. Opposable thumbs.
Yep. So cats have arms.
Disposable thumbs.
They're opposable thumbs.
I got those.
That's a deformed
cat. If it's in the front, they're arms. If it's in the back, it's legs.
So camels have arms.
Yeah. Not really. They have legs. No. But a cat will reach and grab stuff.
I tell you what.
A dog will reach and grab
stuff. A cat will and a dog will.
An octopus has legs.
I bet two of them's legs.
But it don't have opposable thumbs. So therefore,
the entire thing's opposable.
Have you guys
an opposable body.
Have you guys researched octopi?
They're aliens.
I'm telling you, I'm a Gary. Yeah, octopus are interesting. Octopi.
They're aliens.
Wes just informed me that one of the octopuses.
Octopi.
Well, it's just one octopus.
Octopi.
We like the octopi.
So the octopus, one of his arms or a sexual organ is what Wes told me. So you gotta guess. I don't believe that.
So when you pick him up, you just had to guess which one is not.
He's slick.
Like a kissing booth.
It's laying there. I'm like, I don't know which one to grab.
Look, if seven of them grab you, you better watch out for that angel.
You see which one?
All right. No, it's easy to tell. It's the hectocotylus.
It's the one with the head on.
It's the hectocotylus. It's a specialized sexual organ. Male octopus.
His little balls hanging out.
Use this modified arm to transfer little swimmers to the female. It's often longer. You can tell it's longer. It may have unique features like a groove or like a sucker.
It's like
it had no suckers on it.
Let no hairs on it. It has a helmet.
Hit it, button. Mm.
This is the one arm.
Okay, no.
Pectocular.
That's messed up.
Special features. Like balls.
Yeah, just little balls.
The suction cups on that one are girthy.
No, it has none.
No suction cups. So if it grabs you and it's slick,
you know
you've been molested.
Yeah, that ain't no arm.
All right, we got another competition. Y'all ready? We're going to do best appetizers.
Appetizers.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Southwest egg rolls.
All right. Hold on. These are not Southwest. Regular egg rolls or mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella sticks.
I like mozzarella sticks.
Egg rolls so far.
They are if they're done good. How about this one? Buffalo wings or sliders? Oh, my gosh.
Sliders.
Buffalo wings.
Wings.
Team slider.
Meatballs or spinach and artichoke dip?
Spinach and artichoke dip. I know meatballs were an appetizer. Spinach.
I like meatballs.
Spinach dip.
Spinach dip for them.
Yeah, I like it. Healthy food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's healthy.
It's healthy because it's got spinach in it.
These are like two of my favorite all time. Garlic bread or fried cheese curds? Oh, my God.
Cheese curds.
Fried cheese curds.
I got to go cheese curds. Man, that's wrong.
Cheese curds.
I just want to meal all this. Oh my gosh, this one's even worse. Fried pickles or chips and salsa?
Pickles.
Chips and salsa.
I'm going chips and salsa. I mean,
y'all gonna leave salsa. This may be the hardest decision in my life. I'm going chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
I guess I'm just a loser.
I eat it by the gallon.
Chips and salsa right. Across the
border. See, this one's easy to me. Fried calamari or pretzel bites?
Pretzel bites.
Really?
I don't like calamari.
I love pretzel.
Oh, I love calamari.
I like pretending I'm eating as a sexual organ.
A calamari? Hey, you think you're getting the tip?
No, Jeremy wants the calamari. He wants the balls.
Jeremy likes the smooth ones.
He wants the special one.
All right. Now, neither.
So, are those called ocean oysters instead of mountain oysters?
All right, ready? Y'all ready? Deviled eggs or onion rings?
Onion rings.
Deviled eggs are, they win, but it's not appetizer.
Onion rings.
They like kind of Thanksgiving, too.
I don't even like
deviled eggs.
Onion rings.
Oh, I got to pick this one, too. And you know me and onions don't get along, but I'm picking onion rings over deviled eggs.
You're wrong.
That's 4-1.
You said onion rings?
Yeah, what do you think, Wes? Onion rings.
Oh, this one's super easy. Capri salad. Do y'all know what that is?
Yeah. I know what Capri salads are.
Marty, do you know what Capri salad is?
I have no idea.
It's the mozzarella, tomato, and a vinaigrette.
Loaded fries.
Yeah. Loaded fries.
We ain't eating no damn salad around here.
Actually, Capri salad pretty good.
Yeah, you went through all that just
Oh, my goodness. Here's another good one. Pot stickers that I love.
I like pot stickers.
Or jalapeno poppers.
Jalapeno poppers.
For me. I love a pot sticker.
I do too, but
I don't care what you put in them.
I love a pot sticker.
Oh, it gets worse. Crab rangoons or buffalo chicken dip?
Crab rangoons.
Yeah, I got to go with that one too.
I like buffalo chicken dip too.
They're very similar. Okay.
What about a crab rangoon?
Oh, my goodness. Check out this one. I can't believe this. This is ridiculous. Pigs in a blanket or charcuterie?
Pig in a blanket.
Charcuterie.
I don't know. There's a lot of pig things in charcuterie.
I like pig
charcuterie. Is everything.
Charcuterie, man.
Charcuteries.
Charcuterie board.
I don't know. That pig in a blanket is top notch. chips and queso or potato skins?
Potato skins.
Chips and queso.
Potato skins are fire.
I'll go with queso.
Although I love potato skins.
Yeah.
How I don't know how
loaded cheese balls.
Loaded nachos.
This is because it's ball.
Mac and cheese balls.
Yeah.
And I ain't had them, but I want some.
Loaded nachos.
Marty said he wants
Oh, that's loaded nachos.
Loaded nachos.
Breadsticks or shrimp cocktail?
Shrimp cocktail.
Breadsticks. I don't like shrimp cocktail.
What? Shrimp cocktail.
I love shrimp cocktail.
I like shrimp, but I
hate shrimp cocktail all the time.
Don't got no flavor.
Chips and guac.
Crab cake.
Crab cake.
Guac.
Crab cake.
Oh, man, I'm a guac guy, I think. As much as I love crab
You're a loser. Where do we get to the next round?
Samosas.
We got fried samosas mushrooms. Again. Fried mushrooms.
Fried mushrooms are fire.
What's the other one?
The same thing with the triangle we picked last time.
Oh, fried ravioli.
Fried ravioli.
Yeah. I don't care what the other
this
one
is. This is a big one. We're going to take forever. I don't like neither. Bread rolls.
Fresh onion soup.
Oh, no.
I like rolls. Good fresh onion soup. Fire, though.
I like the rolls.
There we go.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I don't know what the other one is.
It tastes pretty good. All right, here okay. we go.
Oh, that's
they go together.
Mozzarella sticks.
Wings.
Oh,
I gotta go wings.
I want the trio on that one.
I want the trio from Applebee's.
Add something else.
I want the Applebee's trio.
Fried cheese curds or artichoke dip? Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Cheese curds.
Chip salsa or calamari?
Chips and salsa.
It's awesome.
Unless it's Bar Dog calamari, but chips and salsa.
Oh, no. Calamari beats that. Y'all wrong. Onion rings, loaded fries.
Loaded fries.
Loaded fries. Fries. That's simple.
Jalapeno crab. Oh, my
God. That's tough.
Poppers. Poppers.
I'm going to go crab rangoons on that rangoons, one, but I think man. Poppers.
Poppers going to go to.
I'm going rangoons.
Oh! Yeah,
you got to think about the sweet and sour sauce, too.
Chips and salsa for charcuterie? What the heck?
Charcuterie. Chips and sauce.
Chips and queso. Chips and queso.
They really like chips match these up poorly.
Man. That's some bull crap.
Fried mac and cheese breadsticks.
Breadsticks.
Mac and cheese.
I love breadsticks.
I'm talking about Olive
Garden. Oh! Donnie was tiebreaker. He said breadsticks.
Breadsticks. Olive Garden breadsticks.
Crab cakes.
Crab
fried
cakes.
Crab cakes.
Fried mushrooms.
Oh, hold on. I get to break this one?
No, I haven't voted crab cakes. I'm going crab cakes. So it is you.
Crab cakes.
I'm telling y'all, crab cakes amazing. Oh, ravioli. Fried
ravioli.
Ravioli.
Ravioli. That's simple.
Easy. I love fried ravioli.
Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
I think I like cheese curds better.
Dude, buffalo the wings. Depot has a great buffalo wings.
They do have good buffalo
salsa wings. Salsa and loaded fries.
Loaded fries.
Salsa, he's gone. Oh, my word.
Chips, queso.
Chips and queso.
Gary, I was with you on the rangoons.
I want the rangoons.
Crab cakes.
Breadsticks.
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 I love bread. Yeah,
like, oh, that's a good
I'm
one.
Going I fried ravioli. Like
fried ravioli.
Buffalo
fried ravioli.
Fried ravioli.
Wings.
So good.
Wings.
I would pick ravioli or wings every time.
Oh. Except this time, it don't matter. You lost.
Fries.
Queso.
Loaded fries
or chips and queso?
I like the queso.
Marty?
Fries.
That was it.
Fries one.
Not completely. Here we go.
Wings.
Wings.
I thought wings was out. Is it double elimination?
No.
Oh. Finals.
Buffalo wings.
Buffalo wings.
Man, wings are awesome. Right,
patio. Folk.
Any of those other things go great with wings, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Calamari.
Like cheese.
The stuff you have, the same. Curry. Like I said, I want a trio.
I want the trio. The Applebee's trio.
Wings are the winner for sure.
Or chilies. Chilies and Applebee's.
Marty, hit that button. I think we got enough for tonight. Father Fortenberry, part words.
Hi, guys. Thanks for joining us. Hey, I love me some buffalo wings. Just throwing that out there. You're going to send some to the show. Well, yeah.
DW.
All right. Y'all have a good night. I love them buffalo wings, too.
Gabriel.
I love them honey hot, baby.
Honey hot
wings.
Honey gold.
Mardi Gras.
See y'all next time.
That's like you started a couple weeks ago. Boy, I too. Hey, guys, thanks for stopping by. Hit that like button. Like us, love us. We don't give a damn as long as you're in that button. Cause somebody
done took from an outlaw. They should have put some chicken and dumplings on there.
I'm living in the clouds that and I ain't gon' fall.
Somebody done saved this outlaw.
I didn't hear it.
Chicken and dumplings fire.
Ooh. What is that appetizer?
I know.
Can be. I didn't-